CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station, the Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 18th of February 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. You can ask the RSGB board a question during the Society's 2024 AGM, or get involved with British Science Week, and registration is now open for Maritime Radio Day 2024. Over the past few years, the RSGB has been developing the way in which the board can be asked questions at the Society's online AGMs. Last year, people were able to ask questions via the YouTube live chat, as well as submitting written questions in advance. This year, in response to members' feedback, there will be an opportunity to ask a question on video via Zoom. The RSGB board will still take written questions in advance and would also answer as many questions on the day via the live chat as possible, depending on the time. The RSGB AGM will be held on Saturday, the 13th of April, and you can find more information about how to take part on the Q&A subpage of the RSGB AGM web section at rsgb.org/alpha-golf-mic. The RSGB has a collection of resources to help you get involved with British Science Week, which runs from the 8th to the 17th of March this year and has the theme of time. If you already have something planned, please let the RSGB know. This will be useful for others to see and might inspire them. There are already several events for British Science Week on the RSGB website. Some of these are open to everyone, so please show your support for them. If you're going on the air, tell everyone when to listen out for you by sending the RSGB dates, times, bands and modes. The RSGB's British Science Week coordinator is Ian Neil, M0KEO, and you can contact him via Bravo Sierra Whiskey at rsgb.org.uk. Please send in the resources you'd like to share and your event details, including the times you'll be on the air. All details are on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/Bravo Sierra Whiskey. Registration is now open for Maritime Radio Day 2024, which takes place annually on the 14th and 15th of April. The event is held to commemorate the almost 100 years of wireless telegraphy service for seafarers, which ended with the closure in the UK of Portishead Radio on the 30th of April in the year 2000. Commencing at 1200 UTC on the 14th of April and finishing at 2300 UTC on the 15th of April, this event is a great opportunity to have a QSO with ex-Marine radio officers and Coast Station professionals who exchange details of their previous ships and Coast Stations. The mode of operation is CW and all the HF bands are used, including the WARC bands. A certificate of participation will be issued to everyone who submits results. Amateur license holders are invited to register to take part as Friends of Maritime Radio Day. Shortwave listeners may also submit logs. For more information and to register, visit tinyurl.com/MikeRomeoDelta24. There are less than 2 weeks to go until the deadline for the RSGB construction competition. There are six categories to enter this year: antennas, beginners, most creative and or elegant PCB design, construction excellence, innovation, and software and systems. To enable members from across the country and even the world to enter, entries will again be judged over the internet rather than in person. Special recognition will be given to entries submitted by radio amateurs under the age of 24 and to those who have just gained their foundation license. A cash prize will be awarded for the winner of each section, with a bonus for the overall winner, who will also be declared the winner of the Pat Hawker G3VA award. You can find out more, including how to enter, on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/construction-competition. Don't forget, the deadline for entries is the 1st of March 2024, so get your entry in before it's too late. Lots of amateur radio stations have been on the air this weekend in conjunction with the Guide Association to celebrate World Thinking Day on the Air. The aim of World Thinking Day on the Air is to encourage guides to make friendships with members of other units using amateur radio as the means of communication. If you or your club secretary were on the air during the event, don't forget to send your pictures and stories to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Please send your reports in by the 23rd of March. The British Vintage Wireless Society Biggleswade Swap Meet and AGM will take place on Sunday the 25th of February. The venue will be the Weatherley Centre, Eagle Farm Road, Biggleswade, Bedfordshire, postcode Sierra Golf 18, 8 Juliet Hotel. A bring and buy store will be available with a 10% commission on sales going to the British Vintage Wireless and Television Museum. Stall holders can gain entry from 9 a.m. The doors open to the public at 9:30 a.m. and admission will be £8. For more information, visit bravovictorwhiskeysierra.org.uk or email secretary@bravovictorwhiskeysierra.org.uk. The Red Rose Winter Rally will take place on Sunday the 25th of February. The venue will be St. Joseph's Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, postcode Whiskey November 7, 2 Papa Juliet. Accessory exhibitors will be available from 8:30 a.m. and the event will be open to the public from 10 a.m. Hot and cold refreshments will be available. Further details can be found via West Manchester Radio Club's website at whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. Send inquiries to Les G4HZJ via lesjackson@ntlworld.com or phone 07796 264 569. Nearer home, the Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally will take place on Sunday the 3rd of March from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. The event will be held at America Hall, Pinhoe, postcode Echo X-ray 4, 8 Papa X-ray. For more information, contact Pete, G3ZVI, on 07714 198 374 or email golf3zuluvictorindia@yahoo.co.uk. Now the special event news. Today is the last chance to work Francois F8DVD, who is active as Tango Mike 21 Alpha Alpha Whiskey, to promote the 21st Antarctic Activity Week. He is QRV from his home QTH in France. QSL via Logbook of the World, his home call, or the Bureau. Listen out for members of Radio Club Jean Bart F6KMB, who are active today, the 18th, as Tango Mike 6 Charlie, during the traditional Dunkirk Carnival. Operators will be working on the HF and VHF bands using CWSSV and FT8, QSL via F6KMB. Celebrating the Scandinavian CW Activity Group's 50th anniversary, special call sign Sierra Charlie 50 Alpha Golf is active on the HF bands during February. All QSOs will be confirmed by the Bureau and Logbook of the World. Now the DX news. Antonio. IK7WUL is active as Tango Yankee 2 Alpha Alpha until Tuesday the 20th of February while on a humanitarian mission to Benin. In his spare time he operates SSB on the HF bands, QSL via IZ8CCW and Logbook of the World. Chuck KG9N is active as Victor 26 Charlie Victor from Antigua, NA100, until Tuesday, the 20th of February. He's operating mainly using CW and SSB on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or via his home call. Now the contest news. The ARRL International DX contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 17th and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and transmitter power. American stations send their state and Canadian stations send their province. On Tuesday the 20th, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC. Using all modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 22nd, the 80 meter club championship runs from 20:00 to 21:30 UTC. Using CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. The CQ 160 meter DX contest runs from 2200 UTC on Friday the 23rd till 2200 UTC on Sunday the 25th. Using SSB on the 160 meter band, the exchange of signal report and CQ zone. American stations send their state and Canadian stations send their province. The French HF Championship, also known as the REF contest, starts at 0600 on Saturday the 24th and ends at 1800 UTC on Sunday the 25th. Using SSB on the HF bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number. French stations also send their département number or overseas territory prefix. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 15th of February 2024. We had an interesting week with the threat of a major coronal mass ejection at any time with so much sunspot activity. In the end, it pretty much amounted to nothing, with the highest KP index only reaching 4.33 on February the 11th. That's not to say we didn't have solar activity, far from it, as the solar flux index reached 208 on the 12th and has been consistently above 180 all week. We also had high proton levels as the positively charged particles streamed past Earth. This was the result of an eruption early on Monday morning from beyond the southwest limb. This may have affected HF signals going over the poles. Otherwise, we had numerous low-level solar flares to contend with, but none of them were stronger than M-class, and so of little consequence. So where did this leave us in terms of HF propagation? All in all, not bad, with maximum usable frequencies, or MUS for short, over 3,000 kilometres consistently above 28 MHz in daylight hours. In fact, daytime MUS were peaking above 33 MHz, according to the Doobd ionosonde. Looking further ahead, we are now heading towards the equinox period, so we can expect MUS to fall from their winter highs. The good news is that we can expect north-south paths to improve. The equinox is traditionally a better time for auroral conditions. If you want to work the United States on 28 MHz, you still have a couple of months left to do so, but expect transatlantic propagation conditions to decline by the time April arrives. The good news is that propagation to South Africa, South America and the Caribbean may improve. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may reduce and be in the range 155 to 165. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be quiet, but as always, keep an eye on solarham.net for a near real-time update, as the risk of a coronal mass ejection, or CME, remains high. To recap, an Earth-facing CME could increase the KP index, reduce MUS, and generally give poor HF propagation for up to a day or so. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The basic weather pattern remains unsettled with a series of frontal systems crossing the country during the period. This leaves little room for any tropo other than the occasional transient ridge of high pressure between successive weather systems. It does, however, give plenty of scope for rain scatter enthusiasts to try their luck on the gigahertz bands. Solar conditions continue to give hope for an increased geomagnetic KP index, which would be a good signal for potential aurora if it goes above 5, as evidenced in visual displays over northern Britain last Tuesday night, 13th and 14th of February. As usual, the other propagation modes can still surprise us, even though this is not strictly the best time of year. The large number of satellites in operation means that QSOs can be guaranteed even with simple handheld equipment, so have a look at the AMSAT UK pages and the RSGB website for details and give it a go. Also, a reminder that the best time for random meteor scatter QSOs is around dawn, and that the high solar flux could see some 50 MHz openings if the KP index remains low, especially for the far south and west of the UK. For EME operators, the moon reaches peak declination today, so activity should be higher with high peak moon elevations and long moon windows. Path losses are moderate but rising, and 144 MHz sky noise is moderate but falling after Monday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So for my area, Thornbury in South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. Terry, M0TJX, is contact secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk, or you can ring him on 07889 208 090. And Western Supermare Radio Society welcomes fellow radio amateurs and shortwave listeners to the Western Supermare Social Club on Monday, the 19th of February, from 7:30 p.m. for a talk on LT Spice. there's a website, I think, at golf4whiskeysierramike.club. And over in Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 p.m. There'll be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900-560-080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Why not join a Monday evening net on 145.7125 MHz CTCSS 94.8 with a 600 kHz split from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411 595 103, or look at MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, postcode CharlieFox.146EchoAlpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society of Clubhouse from 7 p.m. Contact is via Gulf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. And finally, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Gleeblands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport. Postcode November Papa 19, 7 Hotel Foxtrot. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 MHz from 7 p.m. And contact is via usksideAlphaRomeoCharlie.newport at gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team at Far in Advance as Possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.